The views in this podcast are the participants' own and are not the views of their respective companies. Welcome to Aerox The Legacy Life, the podcast asking, what does a career in runoff insurance or reinsurance actually look like? I'm your host, Katie Reynolds, and today I'm joined by Andrew Rothside, partner and head of legacy solutions at Gallagher Re. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andy. Can you explain to us what is your role as the head of legacy solutions? What does that entail?
Katie, first off, thank you and AROC for providing these podcasts for the membership, particularly the next gen sector of AROC. AROC has been at the forefront of the legacy market for the last 20 years, and I'm delighted and very pleased to have the opportunity to participate. My job at Gallagher Re is to develop a legacy solutions and structured solutions practice within the Gallagher network and across all geographies. So we work with Gallagher affiliated companies to assist Gallagher clients to find opportunities to relieve trap capital, reduce reserve exposure, and to preserve management time and expense.
Could you just walk us through how you got to this role today? What has your career path been?
Far from a straight line.
That's great. We like that. That's great.
I spent the early part of my career following a judicial clerkship as a commercial trial lawyer in Philadelphia with two firms. The first firm, White & Williams, I work exclusively on complex insurance coverage cases. Two in particular, the California Coordinated Asbestos Coverage Litigation, which led to the Wellington Agreement, and then the MGM Grand Hotel Insurance Litigation, following the 1980 fire at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. The company went out and purchased what was referred to at the time as retroactive cover. When the resulting wrongful death and personal injury claims were settled, the MGM Grand Hotel, the insured, made their claim for coverage, and the insurers resisted. Ultimately, the matter was resolved, but it raised very interesting questions about what the intents of the parties were at the time they entered into the agreement. Thereafter, I tried all types of commercial cases in various settings in state and federal courts around the country, predominantly professional liability, contracts, real estate, antitrust, securities, municipal liability matters. In 1992, I was offered a position to join a runoff company. The company was American, still is, American Centennial Insurance Company, a former Beneficial Financial Corporation subsidiary, which had gone into runoff in 1987. American Centennial had issued policies to over 5,000 insureds through 23 managing general agents, many of whom placed the coverage improperly or alleged to have placed the coverage improperly. And ACIC had to bring the business in-house and manage the direct excess and assumed reinsurance exposures. So I spent the next 5 years of my time, once I joined the company in 1993, commuting direct excess exposures by buying back policy limits based upon the exposures that were present within the company, and then collecting the outward reinsurance that supported those claims and those commutations. Following American Centennial, one of the reinsurers with whom I had been pursuing for cover, which had been a participant in a notorious South American pool, asked me if I would assist them in the management of their London market business. So for 2.5 years, I commuted to London and then moved over for a year with my family to manage and participate in the management of the Dominion Insurance Company and the BD Cook Pool, a London market company which wrote exposures in the 1992 and prior underwriting years. The Dominion was sold by its former parent, and I was hired as a partner in the UK firm of PricewaterhouseCoopers to work on insurance restructuring activities in the United States. Based in Philadelphia from 2003 to 2007, we worked on most of the transfers or transitions from active underwriting to runoff that were present in the U.S. market. We were also involved heavily in closure of Bermuda domiciled companies through the solvent scheme of arrangement, helping our UK colleagues implement UK solvent schemes with US policyholders, and working with the Rhode Island regulator at the time to move the Rhode Island commutation plan statute voluntary restructuring for solvent insurers off the book, which we did by drafting the enabling regulations in 2004, which allowed that that statute to become effective. At the end of 2007, I left PricewaterhouseCoopers and started my own business, Runoff Resolve LLC, and ran that business for close to 13 years, working with regulators, liquidators, investors, carriers, helping them understand how to restructure their businesses, to design and to implement restructuring plans for those companies, and to help companies understand and achieve finality for their legacy exposures, for active underwriting companies to understand problematic lines of business and how to resolve problematic lines of business before they went into runoff, and for investors to understand how to evaluate their investment in various runoff consolidator platforms. In the fall of 2020, I was approached and asked if I would be interested in working with a reinsurance broker, and that reinsurance broker being AJ Gallagher. And I was thrilled at the opportunity and began work in March in my current position.
That's amazing. You've been all over the place and so many big things. That's quite exciting. What was your favorite? Was there one particular thing that you did that you liked the most, or just really enjoy the ride, or what?
It's hard to point out one particular transaction which was more exciting or more invigorating than the others. Certainly the closure of the Y Mutual business in Bermuda that we handled on behalf of member YMCAs around the United States was a wonderful opportunity, as was the closure of GTE Re through the Rhode Island Commutation Plan statute. Both allowed me to work very closely with the clients to help them achieve their goals and for their constituents to receive the results that they desired. I've also had the opportunity to serve as an independent director for a financial guarantee company, ACA Financial Guarantee, for 6.5 years and sat on the risk and audit committees and chaired the corporate governance and compensation committees, and also for an active MGA, Pioneer Underwriters, where I served as an independent director for the U.S. operation for 3 years. And those independent director positions gave me the opportunity to work on a collaborative basis with individuals with complementary skills, all rowing in the same direction to try to help the companies move forward in their chosen strategies.
Looking at everything that you've done with legacy, has there been one thing that you found particularly challenging, or just challenging with legacy in general?
I don't know that I would say that there's one thing that's been challenging, in as much as there have been some constant themes. There are traditional ways that companies approach legacy situations, and there are traditional ways in which the service industry looks at legacy opportunities. And it's understanding how those X and Y lines intersect and where they intersect and where you can provide value to the client and to the marketplace that is really the challenge. The market has to lead in the process. Service providers would like to be able to say that they can move the market in particular directions, but clearly that's not always possible. The market moves as the market desires, and the rest of the legacy marketplace has to accommodate those preferences.
So as I've asked everybody, you know, we have a bit of an issue where we don't have as many young professionals as we would probably like or need coming into insurance, let alone legacy. Any ideas on how to get more young people interested, involved in insurance or in legacy in general?
Sure. The problems that the insurance industry has had in attracting young talent have been pervasive for numbers of years, and as you mentioned, don't limit themselves to the legacy marketplace. I grew up with a fairly conservative background and a fairly conservative outlook on life. I took a year to decide to move from being a private practice lawyer to work in legacy because I didn't understand the concept of going to work for a business whose business was going out of business. That was in 1993, and I have been gainfully employed since that time. So it's really a function of younger, accomplished professionals understanding the opportunities that lie ahead of them in an industry that is not vital, but essential to the global economy. You cannot take a step without having that step insured. Doesn't matter whether you're buying a salt shaker or buying a car, going to the hospital, going to your grocery store, every step along the way is covered by some form of insurance. And insurance is no different than any other industry. Sometimes companies get into difficulty, have problems, and need to work their way out of it. Bringing your skills, whether they are financial, whether they're legal, whether they're actuarial, whether they're organizational, whether they're transactional, regulatory, to the arena of not just insurance, but legacy really gets you to a point where you can make a positive contribution, where you can have a rewarding career, where you can travel to places that you've never dreamed you would ever be able to travel, and that you would have the opportunity to work on transactions and exposures with individuals that you would never have anticipated when you were a student in school.
Do you have any advice for young professionals out there who are thinking of insurance, who may be involved in insurance now and just aren't really sure where to go? Anything that's worked particularly well for you?
I think that it's important to keep your eyes open, to keep your ears open, to listen, to observe, to soak in what you can about each transaction in which you're involved. And while it may not be a transaction that draws upon your core strength, that you find ways to expand your horizons and your core strengths by learning more about the particular transaction in which you're involved, making the effort to explore with your colleagues different alternatives that you may find to be essential or advantageous for a particular transaction, I think is always a good idea. One step that I've taken throughout my career that I would advise everyone within any industry to do is to identify individuals who can serve as mentors to you. It doesn't require that the mentor be somebody necessarily older or more experienced to you. They can be a contemporary of yours. But I have had mentors throughout my career, and I have stayed in contact with them. They have provided valuable advice and perspective and been wonderful sounding boards to me throughout my career. And I would encourage younger professionals within the legacy space and within the insurance world to seek out people who have experiences different from them, whether they be older or younger, and take those people as mentors and approach them, contact them, stay in touch with them.
Is there anything else you want to add before we close out today?
No, just thank you very much, Katie. I appreciate the opportunity. I think that these are wonderful sessions for people to have and to listen to and to absorb. I'm very pleased that you've asked me to join the lovely roster that you've had to date. And I would encourage everyone who is working within the legacy space to realize the advantages that that they have, the community that they have within AROC, within IRLA, within other organizations that support the legacy marketplace. It's one thing to say that you're involved in an industry and you get along with people within the industry. It's another to look at something such as the legacy marketplace and realize the great friendships that have been formed by people who have been in this business for many years and how cohesive a group it is.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Andy. We appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to us and all of your insights that you've shared with us today. And with that, I think we will cue the music and close this thing out. Thank you so much. The NextGen Task Force is part of AROC, the only U.S.-based nonprofit association focusing on the legacy or runoff sector of the insurance and reinsurance industries. AROC serves the industry by providing education, networking, information, and data. Learn more about what we do at www.aroc.org or contact AROC's Executive Director, Carolyn Fahey, at carolyn@aroc.org. That's AIROC.org. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.